Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Next year, Suffolk County will be the first county in New York State that's going to have cameras installed on their buses. Why would they have cameras installed on the outside of their buses?
Because people drive stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, but, you know, they're speeding and they're rolling at stops and stuff like that. I mean, when you see a school bus, it's got a flashing red sign on it.
And it has
just
kids.
Just stop.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So how many of them are there going to be?
6,000 school buses are expected to be outfitted with this technology. It will make Suffolk County the first county in the state to use the technology.
All right, so when is all this going into play?
Beginning early next year in Suffolk County, many school buses will have these license plate readers installed through a program called Bus Patrol. 48 school districts have signed up.
And if you're one of these degenerates that actually gets caught?
Yeah.
How much does it cost?
I hope a lot.
If the camera catches you doing this, the first ticket will cost $250, and then will go up by $25 every time after that.
Yep.
I mean, $25 only? That's it? I mean, the second time, I'm going $600. Third time, we beat you up on the side of the street.
That doesn't seem very nice.
Well, I mean, it's, sooner or later, people will learn that lesson.
And everybody's got the big question of like, well, who's going to get the money and who's going to pay for these cameras?
The cameras and the monitoring aren't costing taxpayers or school districts anything. Suffolk County and Bus Patrol split the proceeds from the violations.
I mean, it's kind of like the perfect plan if you really think about it.
Yeah, just make sure those cameras are on, all right? Yeah. So, like, you know, that's the thing is you always put cameras places and they say, oh, well, we got body cams, this, that, whatever, and then it's not on.
Yeah.
So if there's a monitoring service, they better be making sure that these things are operational and people know how to work them.
Now, here's the truth about all of this. A lot of times when you get a ticket, you're like annoyed.
Yeah.
But you probably
you never feel like you deserve it. Right.
You never feel like you deserve it. In this situation, I feel like if you mess with a school bus full of children, like you deserve it. You deserve to be caught. You deserve to be ticketed. Like that's not cool, right?
Video proof means indisputable.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if there's a situation or a disagreement, there's a before and an after that video. But if it's a motor vehicle violation, there is a photo or a video and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing to argue.
But let's be honest, when was the last time that you got a ticket and you deserved? What happened when you got pulled over?
I did take that road trip one time to Florida, and I moved so fast. Now, I was younger at the time, okay? So we made it to the North Carolina Welcome Center in less than 5.5 hours, which I'm not sure is the last time that you did that. But my friend had been asleep the entire time, much like you were yesterday when we were in the car.
Yes.
And when we got out, he asked me where we were when he woke up as I pulled over, you know, so we could use the bathroom at the rest stop. And I told him, I said, we're in North Carolina. And he just laughed. He's like, no, that's not true. And we got out and then he saw the sign on the building and he actually got physically on the ground and kissed the pavement because he said, how are we here? How are we alive?
When did you get the ticket?
Now, here's the thing. Not a single police officer did I see between here and there, right? Mm-hmm. Pulled out of there feeling like, you know what? We're going to Lauderdale. We're going to be there in a few hours.
20 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to be there in a few hours. Woo! Got a ticket right there, like less than a mile out of the place, okay? But here's the thing. The ticket was only $78.
So they didn't ticket you enough.
So I'm like, at this pace, I can keep driving and I can get another ticket. It won't even be a big deal. Wouldn't you know, got off the highway for a minute in Georgia, got another ticket.
Good.
That one for a seatbelt violation and rolling through a stop sign or something like that. That was a couple $100. Still thinking pretty cheap. About an hour out of Lauderdale, pulled over by a Mustang 5.0 in Florida, and that ticket was worth $484. I'll never forget.
1-800-330-9999. When was the last time that you got pulled over by a cop, you got a ticket, and let's be honest, you deserved it. That's 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Next year, thousands of school buses in Suffolk County will have cameras installed on the sides. It's meant to crack down on drivers who blow right past bus stops to let students on and off.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I've got no problem with it. I mean, you've seen some of these terrible videos sometimes where people, like, drive on the sidewalk and whatnot to get around school buses.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. There are certain times when you deserve that ticket. What was the last ticket you got? 1-800-330-9999. We'll tell you if you deserved it or not. I'll never forget the time. And as I was recalling the story, I realized, Raven, that out of the four times I've ever been pulled over in my life, twice, it was when I was in a rental car.
Okay.
For some reason, it was me, my cousin Angela, and we had my my little sister. So we were taking her out to California to see colleges, her and two of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the young girls are in the back, and we're in this giant Dodge Durango, and we're driving down Rodeo Drive.
Oh, look at you, fancy guys.
It was a big day for us to go and go shopping. And, you know, as we're shopping, the girls, we hit a red light. And the girls, like, decide that they want to run back into a store that we had just left.
Right.
So they jump out of the car, and they go, and I circle the block, and, you know, I pull over and pick them back up. They get in the car. Not 5 minutes later, I hear, whoop, 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 whoop.
Right.
Ah.
Pull over.
Now I've got this giant, massive truck that I have no business driving, this Durango.
And you don't want to scratch the rims, because it's a rental.
Casually pull over. I do everything I'm supposed to do. I put my blinker on. I pull over slowly. And the cop comes to the window and he says to me, "Ma'am, do you have any idea why I pulled you over?"
Right.
And now you're always nervous. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but you get like that nervous feeling like you don't know. So I said, "Because I was speeding."
You immediately want to offer up and cop to whatever it is that you did wrong.
Right.
Thinking that he might have mercy on you.
And he was like, "No."
Okay.
And I go, "Because I ran that red light."
I mean, were you drinking? Why are you?
No.
What?
And he says, "No." Now, my cousin Angela next to me, she was like, "Shut up."
Right. Right? Stop talking.
Right.
Close your mouth.
Yeah. And he was like a good-looking L.A. cop. Like, he was, like, handsome. So now I'm sort of full sweat at this point, you know? So I go, "I don't know why you pulled me over."
Right.
And
right.
He said,
"Ready to start crying?"
Because the girls in the back jumped out of the car. It was jaywalking.
Wow.
And I was like, oh.
You feel like nobody gets a ticket for that over here on this coast.
For jaywalking?
No, it's true.
Like
it's true.
Is that real?
No, it is more real over there. Right.
The crazy part was that he ticketed all three of them and didn't ticket me for driving. Isn't that weird?
I would think that if they got him, you would get one too, but maybe he liked you. Maybe he liked your attitude of honesty.
He was like, "Why is this woman profusely sweating?" She's like, coming off my forehead and down my face.
Right.
I don't know. So I was pumped about that, but that was the strangest ticket we ever got. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When was your last ticket?
Yes, my last ticket was when my daughter was in a soccer game. I thought I was going late, and I was going 80, 90 miles an hour to get to a soccer game, which I was early for, and I deserved it.
Where were you doing the 89 miles per hour? Was it in the parking lot, or was it on the highway?
Oh, it was on the highway. It was on the LIE.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. 89 is kind of like 68
nowadays. No, it's not.
Yes,
89
come
is a
on.
Lot. No, that's a lot.
You know, there's areas in the middle of the desert, American Midwest, where that wouldn't even be illegal, ma'am. So, you know, you have my support.
The funny thing is that the cop looks at me, points at me, and goes, "Go over." So I had to pull over.
Right. I mean, when they're looking at you directly in the eye,
yeah.
And you were like, "Listen, my daughter is a starter.
Yeah.
She's got to get
you ignored
on the
lights and sirens, but when they're physically pointing at you, yes, right.
What was the last ticket you got? We'll tell you if you deserved it or not. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.